This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I listen to the radio more than I watch TV. I always have, even as a teenager, I just listen to the radio more than I watch TV. I don't know what that means, but that's just my personality or whatever. Sometimes I will get up early in the morning, 5:30 on the weekends, even particularly on Sunday, to read and study, and I'll turn on the AM radio, a commercial station, and invariably, if you listen to early morning radio on Saturday or Sunday, it's a new day. You don't hear preaching like you used to in radio stations. You hear informational programs or infomercials about nutritional products. So I'm up at 5:30 trying to figure out how many scoops of coffee. I'm kind of blurry-eyed into the coffee maker. And this man is touting a product for your brain development and maintaining mental acuity and sharpness and so forth. And he says, if you buy our product, your brain will go, and here's the analogy used, will go from being a four-cylinder engine to an ether-breathing, high-performance engine, you know, race engine. And I'm thinking four cylinders sounds pretty good to me this morning. You know, I'd be happy with four cylinders. But the thought occurred to me every time I listened to these health programs, and I'm dead serious about this. What difference does it make if you do find a product that helps you to live 5 years longer, but you don't know the Lord? And you go to a Christless eternity. So what? You live 5 years longer in terms of eternity. What happens if you take an exercise program, not minimizing exercise and taking care of your body? We're stewards of this body, and I understand that. But what difference does it make if you extend your life by 3, 4, 5, 10 years? But you don't know the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's what really matters in life, is knowing the one who is life. His name is Jesus. This is a passage that really lends itself to verse by verse. And what do I mean by that? Just talk about it from verse to verse. Let's bring up verse 2. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. Paul thanks God for the people at Thessalonica. I don't want to be melodramatic. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on anybody. But who thanks God for you? Does your spouse, if you're married, thank God for you and the witness you've been in their life? Do you know there are a lot of husbands who would have to say, my wife has never thanked God for me. And there are wives who'd say, my husband has never thanked God for me. The spouse has never thanked God. And that's sad. There are kids who could never say, Lord, thank you for my dad. Thank you for my mom. Thank you for the influence they've been in my life. Who thanks God for you, for your humble witness? And your witness as a believer and as a role model for what godly man or godly woman is. And that's just a thought, not trying to point fingers at anybody. I'm just saying, who thanks God for you? Paul thanked God for the church at Thessalonica. Verse 3, we continually remember three things before our God and Father. Your work produced by faith. The word work there is ergon. We get the word ergonomic. It has to do with physical labor. Produced by faith. What is it that motivates us to do anything for the Lord? It's faith in who God is. Faith in his promises. Faith that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Faith in the fact that God is God and he will bless my life. That's why we do things. But the second one is more interesting to me. Your labor prompted by love.
We'll continue this message from 1 Thessalonians tomorrow, exactly where we leave off today. It's an important message, an introductory message to this series about the second coming of Christ from the book of 1 Thessalonians. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place on XM Sirius 131, the Family Talk Channel. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.